Good morning, Carroll County. I'm Kenny Kyler, the Carroll County Commissioner from District 2. The maps have changed and there's been some confusion over the districts. I was elected by the voters from District 2, Hampstead, Manchester, and the Finksburg areas. But either way, I serve the residents and businesses of all of Carroll County. It's a busy time of the year. Thanksgiving seems to start the holiday season, for some probably Halloween, but through Christmas, Hanukkah, other major religious holidays, and New Year's, it's a hectic time of the year. It's important, but hectic time for families and friends. Rhonda and I are blessed with a great family. This year they are traveling here, and we're looking forward to it, as are many families in Carroll County. The last 4 years I served on the Board of Education. I was blessed to serve on a great board. We put the students first. As I have transitioned to commissioner, I am also blessed to serve with a great board. Our job is to put the constitutional rights and the needs of the citizens of Carroll County first. We need to show fiscal responsibility and transparency. I look forward to serving with Commissioner Ed Rothstein, Commissioner Mike Guerin, Commissioner Tom Gordon, Commissioner Joe Vigliotti, and the great staff here in the Carroll County office building. I recognize I have a lot to learn. I want to make sure everyone knows I encourage folks to contact me, either by call or text message at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. The first 2 weeks have been very full. Last week, on Monday, December 5th, we were all sworn in. On Tuesday, December 6th, we had the holiday lighting ceremony in front of the Carroll County office building. Great crowd was there to watch and cheer, and it was a great event. On Wednesday, I got to say goodbye to the Board of Education. On Thursday, we had our first formal meeting. We had presentations and approvals for the water and sewer master plan, for 4 ambulances, information-only presentation for the Agricultural Preservation Program, and there was a lot to listen to and a lot to learn. This week, my second week, on Tuesday, I got to sit in on a Planning Commission meeting as they reviewed plan approvals. I got to listen to them do their job, listen to engineers and owners present, and listen to a lot of public comment. It was interesting and nice to see so many people from the communities there to listen and to comment. On Wednesday, I attended my first Carroll Community College Board of Trustees meeting. That was great. They have a great board there, a diverse board made up of great people. And it was interesting to listen to their meeting, hear about their plans. They reviewed a preliminary budget, and they had some active items to discuss and some potential improvements and changes at the college. The community college, that's one of the gems of Carroll County that I'm not sure everybody realizes how lucky we are to have that here and so close. They coordinate with the Carroll County Public School System, and it's just a great opportunity for kids and older adults to take both credited classes and non-credited classes. Thursday, December 15th was our second open session. It started with a presentation by the state's attorney discussing potential bonuses that they feel they need for their staff. That was very interesting. The commissioners decided not to make a decision then. They deferred decision and want to gain more information. There was Cisco SmartNet support renewal, a steel pavilion at Piney Ridge Park, the purchase of Kohler generators for the community college, cleaning and lining sewage laterals and mains, and then several different items for Fairhaven Well House. All that was discussed, presented, and all approved. Later that same day, we actually hosted a welcome reception for other elected officials in the basement of Westminster Library at Exploration Commons. If you haven't been to that facility, you really need to go and ask for a tour. That renovation to that basement is just awesome. It was a great event last night, great networking and fostering communication. And I think one of the things that we want to really promote over the next few months is we want to make sure that Carroll County commissioners are communicating with the towns, the city, other groups within the county, the school board, the hospital, Carroll Community College. We just feel we really need to promote communication with everybody. And as you are listening to me now, I also got to do my first podcast. I probably stumbled through it, and hopefully I'll get better as I do more. The first 2 weeks have been full and been fun. There's been a lot of learning. I look forward to the coming weeks. I love Carroll County and the people of Carroll County. We're the best county in Maryland with a great school system, fire department, sheriff, state's attorney, infrastructure, more and more and more. It seems like every time you look around Carroll County, you see another jewel that we have. Unfortunately, we all see on the news that not all of the surrounding areas are as blessed as we are. We need to work hard to make sure we keep Carroll County as the best. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. Please feel free to contact me, and a special thanks to the other commissioners and the great staff for helping with my transition.